This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, City of Hope, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Hotel, Prince Masters, Sandcastle Bahamas, Star General, Insurance Made Simple, and Tropical Gyros.
Facing all kind of time, but smile like I'm fine. Brag with such passion to shine without trying. Believe me, pain's a small thing to a giant. I was born without a dime. Out the gutter I climbed. Spoke my mind and didn't stutter one time. At least even the greatest gotta suffer sometimes. So I huff and puff rhyme. Lyrics so sick with it. Set the standard in Atlanta. How to get. So you up and coming rappers wanna diss, just kill it. I'm officially the realest, point blank period. Whether I still live in the hood or just visit, whatever you can do in the hood, I done did it. That's why the dope boys and the misfits feel it. This still is city long as Tip living. Listen,
I ain't dead, no, I ain't done, no, I ain't scared.
And the magazines tell it, I'm sure to be in jail till 2027. Rather see me in a cell instead of this new McLaren. Gotta take you through hell just to get you to heaven. So even though it's heavy, the load I will carry. Grin and still bear it, win and still share it. Apologies to the fans, I hope you can understand it. Life can change your directions, even when you ain't planning. All you can do is handle it, manage your void and sanity, manage to conquer every obstacle, make impossible possible. Even when winning's illogical, losing still far from optional. And yeah, they wanna see you shot up in the hospital, but when life throw punches, block your counter like a boxer do. Been locked inside because it's too long. I did a song to make it known that the king lives on, pimpin'.
I ain't dead, no, I ain't done, no, I ain't scared.
What?
I ain't run, still I stand. No matter what, people, here I am. Yeah, no matter what. Remember, I ain't break, never, I ain't fold, never. They hate me more, so yeah, I know.
Here I go, yeah.
No matter what, shout it.
Here I go,
no matter what, shout it.
In solitude,
okay.
They still know how to do. I show you how to do what you do. You ain't got a clue. All you do is follow dudes. Sound like a lot of dudes. How weather, whatever storm.
Make you it got it locked and loaded to the Tuesday, April 1st edition of Talking Heads. April 1st, April Fool. It is a Tuesday, Tuesday edition. We will be going to Grand Bahama on the flip side of the break. But a couple of things before we get to the break. You know, we got a great show lined up for you. If you want to chime in,
here's how you can become a talking head. Brought to you by BTC.
Phone lines open. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Phone lines open in 323-632, 325-4316, 325-4259. Toll free and anyone the family out is 242-300-5720. 242-300-5720. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh new smart talk all day. Right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Now, it is Tuesday, April Fools. If some of y'all had a voice note going around today that I was going to ESPN Sports Talk Radio in South Florida, y'all didn't listen to the whole voice note. Bahamians, y'all got it. Let's read Bahamas and listen Bahamas. Because right there at the end of the voice note, it's like, I appreciate all your support over the years and for this last 2 minutes and 45 seconds of this voice note. This clearly April Fool's, suckers. So yeah, I got you. Relax. Some of you ought to just take piece of voice note and go crazy and just go viral. I live in Guardian. I love being part of the Guardian team. We got a good thing going on here with Talking Heads. Now, if ESPN want me to moonlight from here, I'm sure me and Mr. Producer and MJ and Prairie, we could work something out, right, Mr. Producer? We'll figure something out. Yeah, you know what I mean? So if it got you with April Fools, there you go. You done got. Now, tomorrow's show, MJ and I have a huge announcement for you tomorrow. You got to tune in. You got to lock in. We got a huge announcement tomorrow on tomorrow's show about a hot upcoming episode of Talking Heads. We'll let you know more. That being said, we got to get to Grand Bahama on the flip side of the break. As you know, each and every Tuesday, we've got a great supplement courtesy of the Grand Bahama News. Get you all caught up on everything going on in Grand Bahama. And, of course, Sarah Kirkby and Darren Cooper chime in. And we'll get to that in the buzz, brought to you by John Shoes on the flip side of the break. But lots to talk about in Grand Bahama. Big one screaming after the PM yesterday. You know he run me hard with that BS yesterday, but resources was available. Garbage. Not a day. $183 million no bid contract awarded. Contract given for West Grand Bahama Roadworks. No bid. WTF? ? Plenty to talk about. Hard times are in this country. Bahamians, whatever political affiliation you are, look up. Smell the atmosphere. Whatever party you rock for, we are all as Bahamians under hard times. This administration has put us under hard times. This Davis administration, this new wave, has put us under hard times. Look around. Yeah, I appreciate the VAT drop, but we still under hard times. Look at the gas pumps. Gas tracker. 541 Rubis. 543 Esso. 542 Shell. Murder. Up the wazoo. Rape. Robbery. Crime. Up the wazoo. We under hard times. People unemployed. Bahamians need to eat. Cost of living through the roof. We are under hard times. And part of knowing what the problem is admitting that we have a problem, what the problem is, how we need to rectify it from every cross-section of this society, the length and the breadth and the width of this country. I was talking in the barbershop the other day, and I said we under hard times. And when I struck the example, a Dusty Rhodes hard time speech, it rings home. He dropped it in 1985 during the Reagan administration when America was under hard times. And if you listen to some of the things he says, he fast forward the tape, that's the 242 in 2025. Bahamians being replaced by foreign nationals in jobs they can do. Major corporations and companies and brands setting up their own fiefdoms in our islands throughout the 242 and Bahamians ain't eating. We under hard times. And if some of y'all sitting out there going, no, I remember that 1985, Dusty Rhodes, Mr. Producer, drop it. We under hard times too. Tell them, Dusty.
No respect, no honor. There is no honor among thieves in the first place. He put hard times on Dusty Rhodes and his family. You don't know what hard times are, Daddy. Hard times are when the textile workers around this country are out of work. They got four or five kids and can't pay their wages, can't buy their food. Hard times are when the auto workers are out of work and they tell them go home. And hard times has worked at a job 30 years. 30 years. They give him a watch, kick him in the butt, and say, hey, a computer took your place, Daddy.
Well, there's no honor. There is no honor in this administration. Where's the Freedom of Information Act? Where's the Procurement Act? We're under hard times. Bahamians not maybe being replaced by a computer, but foreign entities. Think about it, 242. Mr. Producer, hit the TI. Let's get to the break. Flip side of the break. We go to Brown Bahama. Think about it, Bahamas. We all are under hard times. FNM, PFP, COI, D. DNA, ABC, LMNOP, black, white, red, brown, mix up, conk solid, everything in between. If you're 242, even though you don't rock for Julian Believe, you're still 242. We got to stick together. We under hard times. Think about it.
Lifetime, a more divine southern rapper with a swag like mine, facing all kind of time, but smile like I'm fine, brag with such passion to shine without trying, believe me, pain's a small thing to a giant, I was born without a dime, out the gutter I climbed.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners, name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
KFC is taking things to crunchier levels with the new Barbecue Bacon Ranch Sandwich. Bite into 8 layers of flavor with your choice of a spicy or original recipe extra large white meat fillet topped with our premium ranch sauce, lettuce, tomato, smoky bacon, American cheese, and our rich signature barbecue sauce, all placed on a toasted brioche bun. The new KFC Barbecue Bacon Ranch Sandwich is here, and it's finger-licking good.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
We're still here. Since 1941, the Armory Company has been your trusted partner and one-stop solution for all your business and technology needs. From printers to copier leasing, point of sale to cloud video surveillance, and access control to ATMs, we've got it all. And we ship to all family islands. Call our dedicated customer service team now at 397-1600 or visit us behind Wendy's on Mackey Street. An experience excellence that stands the test of time. The Armory Company. Your success is our business.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
It's time for the buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John Shoes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yo, I say still I stand.
Well, I got you on the Tuesday, April 1st edition of Talking Heads. Let me check the text lines real quick. Naughty, it's April Fool, or did we all get fooled in April? $183 million is no joking amount of money. I agree. Ludicrous. And no bit also? Crazy. Good afternoon, Naughty. On the earlier show today, C.A. Nuri announced sometime near the end that the guests had paid for the airtime and they would be on another show maybe tomorrow, I think. It would be best for the host of those shows to announce the format at the beginning of the show because it seemed odd and disrespectful that the guests were telling them when to cut the callers. Y'all got to take that up with C.A., man. However C.A. run his show, that's how he run his show. On Talking Heads, you got to walk the walk, talk the talk. Bring it. Don't sing it. And the phone lines stay open. The text lines stay open. Okay? So I don't tell them how to run their show. They don't tell me how to run my show. You know how things go round, y'all? And you know how things go round there. That's just how that is. But like I said, on my show, phone lines stay open. Speaking of which, let me get this call in real quick before we go to Grand Bahama. Talking Heads.
We don't hate you. You're just naughty by nature.
What's going on, GNN?
A bunch of mere chauvinist idiots. My name sure was earlier, but Naughty, you in the house over 7, I need you to call that figure correctly for me, please.
$183 million, no bid contract awarded.
You sure you call that right? Like
that is the information that is in front of me. Last time I checked, I'm an avid reader and I'm quite coherent when I read and I can comprehend. I see $138 million, no bid contract awarded. Contract given for West Grand Bahama Roadwork.
If my memory serves me correct, right? The road from when you turn through to West End and go right down there by the hotel, did that That's probably less than a mile long, eh?
Well, we got Grand Bahama on the phone. They could probably answer that. I mean, on the lines, they'll answer that when we get to them right after.
That road is less than a mile long. And Naughty, how much fire engine you think that some of that money could have buy?
My Christ. Anyway, don't make me say it, but it could have bought everything we needed for the family islands. Probably one or two of them more than in New Providence, so Lincoln don't have to go out with his garden hose and mess up his coat suit.
I did, serious, man. Anyway, all right, thanks for
his Baron Zemiti jacket. Yeah, man, I got you. No problem, GNN. Good stuff, bro. All right, we got Grand Bahama in the building. Let's go to Sarah and Darren. What's going on, guys?
Afternoon. How are you, Naughty?
I'm good, man. How are you guys?
I'm good.
After wading through the smoke and after wading through the fire, now you got, and the BS related to the fire, now you got to wade through $183 million no-bid contract awarded. Where are we, Sarah and Darren? Please enlighten me.
I'm going to let Darren take this one. I'm still in shock over it.
Darren, first and foremost, how are you, my brother?
I'm good, man.
All right, good to hear that. Now, in relation to the PM statement yesterday, the resources were available, to which I rapidly cried BS on. I was correct to call BS, correct?
Well, not if you listened to the Prime Minister's statement before he came to Grand Bahama to showboat and grandstand and take photo ops. He would have indicated in his public press statement that even though he recognized the challenges that Grand Bahama faced with fighting fire, I can't remember how the words, but he acknowledged in his interview that he recognized the challenges, which means no proper gears, no masks, no functioning fire trucks. He recognized that. And then he indicated that the commissioner of police would have traveled to Scotland and other places, Europe or there, to start sourcing. So if she already started doing that, now you're coming back and saying that there was no, I guess after he was probably informed to say, this is what you should have said, it'd be on the same line of the assistant commissioner of Grand Bahama and the commissioner to say that they weren't challenged. I was on the grounds. I worked closely with companies that had pump trucks. and the firefighters said to me, two of them, man, advocate that we could get the proper gear we need. I'm there with a proper fire mask to make sure I protect myself while our firefighters are in the heat of the fire with a cloth over their face. Okay? I'm there at the fire watching our fire be used as a transportation and not able to be used to fight fire.
Right, and clarify there. Can you clarify there? Darren, how many trucks? Because we have two, one borrowed from Nassau a month ago that we wrote about in the paper, and only one that are working out of our five on the ground ones. Only one. So that's one loaner and our one that we have that just transports. Want to be clear there.
Correct.
What's so ironic is last Tuesday, we all sat here on this show and said Grand Bahama needs at minimum six fire trucks, correct?
Correct.
So how are resources there?
I don't understand. And I have to understand.
See, when the BS is not that impeccable Bill Clinton kind of BS, and it's that watery bad BS, it's time for a change.
Naughty, the reality of it is, you know, the embarrassment of those who are being paid to do firefighting work have to rely on a sewer company, and not just one, but there were many. I'm there in Hawkesville watching, and the woman commissioner say an abandoned house. I've watched the Beans, who own the house, already went through tragedy of a fire before that. They renovated the house, had brand new windows in it, brand new roof, brand new door. Yeah, the bush grew up because they were financial living in Grand Bahama challenged, but it burned this time completely. and I'm watching the airport fire truck can't move the chute properly. And it's just spouting water and it ain't going where it need to go. And you're not challenged? See, the problem is the prime minister listened to the minister for Grand Bahama, who was only politicking, bringing round an apostle, then bringing round these cheap masks, giving them out, and then giving people hot dog and white rice with barbecue sauce over it to say they gain old food. When people got real issues, what's going on? Ain't nobody tell me these things. I'm on the ground. I watch residents fighting fire with water hose, wetting their property. And they're so amazing that this last week's fire, started in the back of town where these police officers would have received notice to vacate these government homes, fighting to save a government house that they already evicted out of. And all the firefighters are saying is, let it burn out. We can't do nothing about it. You can't wet my property up to at least make sure my surroundings wet. But I run the risk of losing my house.
And Naughty, just so you're clear, I want to point out in our paper today, you will see a picture of a fire truck. That fire truck belongs to Buckeye. Buckeye is one of the oil companies here. The fire trucks that people were seeing are the additional trucks from the shipyard, Buckeye, additional trucks that came in from Bahamas, hot mix with water that they brought in there. Cement tanks that Darren mentioned, and the airport truck, which we already talked about, we've had to utilize when we didn't have a fire truck at all and almost burnt down two large farms in the area. So I don't like to disagree with my lovely Zhivago Lang, but he is incorrect in saying that we had enough resources. We do not, and this is very clear, and unfortunately, it has to get resolved ASAP. We are not supposed to be relying on Buckeye and Shipyard, who have to have their fire departments there for health and safety concerns within their own areas. Should something go wrong there? But they had to come out and help us.
Naughty, I remember being on a phone call on Wednesday with the leader of the opposition, who made a contact to me to see if the organization that I'm a part of can provide water because of the water plant that we have in being able to furnish these trucks. He's now making phone calls with the companies to see if they can get them out, because one of the challenges that they were having in being able to out these structures and was to be able to have water available. And when Sarah talked about a hot mix, and yeah, they cleaned their cement truck out to be carrying some 12 to 15 ton of water to be able to put it on site so that they could suck the water out into to the airport truck to keep it going, to make sure that we could do what needed to be done to try and save other properties, you know. And if these trucks were not available to do that, you would have had more than six structures burned. You understand? And so it is so amazing that one would say that we are not challenged when they're only furnished with it. They're on the ground looking at the firefighters, scratching their heads, saying, what are we in? Or I got pictures in my phone with firefighters holding a garden hose, trying to fight fire. Why should they have a garden hose if they have the proper equipment and tools? A garden hose? Unacceptable. The firefighter took the garden hose, one of them took it out of my hand and began to continue to extinguish the fire. So this is nothing that someone tell me. I was there in the back of town till about 12 midnight, going into Friday morning, when residents of the Sunset Village community was challenged and was stressed because of how close the fire was to their property. And so they were out throughout the night watering their property, okay? And until it burned to the last home, which an employee of mine lived, I went home. And then that morning, we then realized that about 10 o'clock, I started getting calls from industrial companies saying, hey, we got fire in the back of us, and the fire department tell us ain't nothing they could do. Just let it burn. And they're like, what you mean just let it burn when we have people properties on our grounds? And how do we protect them? Some of them could be burned because of the package it's in. And that's what many of them are going through. And they themselves, I said, hey, call the sewer companies, see if they can bring water and hose your area down. But that's what we were being told. And our firefighters are saying, look here, we want to do our job. We want to do what we're paid to do, but we don't have the necessary equipment to do it. It's embarrassing to be able to pull up to a fire, and all we can do is try and just keep control of the environment and the people, but not really be able to effectively do our job.
Appreciate you all speaking candidly from all the way around and all the circles in Grand Bahama, because I have been inundated with calls. Obviously, you know, my connection with MJ and my wife, and obviously my in-laws in Freeport. So we're in touch, and I got friends and family there as well, too. That is just, it's crazy that the information is not disseminated correctly. There's a spin on everything. We got a couple of calls, so I need you guys to listen in. Here they come, talking heads.
Nutty, I usually don't call back twice. But does Darren and Sarah realize the magnitude of what they just said, Nutty?
I'm letting it sink in.
That the fire truck from the airport had to be used. You know, those trucks are not supposed to leave the airport. Do you all realize that? If the fire equipment and rescue equipment is not at the airport, that airport's supposed to be shut down.
And that just goes to show the challenges that we have in Grand Bahama, that we have to remove our fire truck. And not just one, you know, Nori. Not just one, but the two fire trucks that the airport have.
Oh, my goodness.
We have to remove them from the property.
You're talking about.
Yeah. That's when the farms almost burnt down, because they had flights coming in and they had to leave. And the fires hadn't been extinguished. And then we had that's when we got the fire truck that came from Nassau. Because then we were talking about the five fire trucks that we do have that were submerged in Dorian and had not been fixed. And I'm
We don't have, no. One of those fire trucks were not submerged in Dorian.
Oh, okay.
One of those fire trucks came in from the Minister of Grand Bahama and it never worked. So let's clarify that.
Sorry.
That's the one that's packed in the middle that need to be.
Okay. And these are the ones that people see them in the picture and they think that they're working. They're not working. We've had so many conversations about it, Nadi. We've covered it in the paper. You can look in the paper today. We've written about which fire trucks we're using. We've talked about which ones are available. Be very clear that if it was not for the heroes of these other companies, we would be in a dire situation. And thank goodness for the shipyard and for Polymers and Buckeye and Bahamas Hot Mix and everyone else and the plumbing companies. Everybody stepped forward to help their community. It was a heroic effort by everyone.
All right, good stuff. We got another call. Talking heads. Talking heads. All right, let me get to this. A couple of these texts for you as well. All right, here we go. Okay, wow, so Shanta can't get no fire engines from Miami. She got to go all the way to Scotland. Ah, boy.
Many people have suggested we need to get one of the planes, you know, the planes that they use for Canada and California. If we had one plane, it could fly between all of our islands for big fires like these, which we do often have all the time. We know it's an annual thing. It was a great suggestion. You know, you had one of these, they can pick up the water from the ocean and dump it. And these put out huge fires. It's something we need to consider.
All right, here we go. I got a couple of them for you. Here we go. Buckle up. This is for Darren Naughty. Kingsley and Ginger are working and meeting voters. Stop downing the good MPs aura in that area, Darren. Seeing that the government is at war with the Grand Bahama Port Authority, I wonder if the Grand Bahama Port Authority will be fighting. Good afternoon, Naughty, Sarah, and Darren. I'm starting to think illegals are starting these fires to clear land for the influx of their new renters on the way. Afternoon, Naughty and guest. Why are persons pushing this narrative about fire season when fire season starts in the summer months? Naughty, This is clearly a failed nation led by a bunch of clowns. And Mr. Davis' administration giving out $183 million no-bid contracts, shaking my darn head. There you go. Grand Bahama Port Authority might as well control Grand Bahama because this administration obviously is using our taxes as a slush fund. Boy, you're all thinking way out the box today. Did not tax dollars refurbished a drug plane some months back? Why didn't we buy a firefighting airplane instead of a drug plane?
Yep.
Boy, they nailing it today. And here we go. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead, Naughty.
No, go ahead, Darren.
I'm just so blown by the first tax ads raised to Ginger and Kingy. And Vaz Ben, you say, oh, you're just negative about these two MPs. And of course, you know, the person that probably sent is a TLP. The reality of it is these are the sitting ministers for Grand Bahama. These are the people that are supposed to make sure, advocate for what is needed for the island. Don't come take no photo ops, because I got Ginger and Jester in a picture for fire truck, which they knew when they came into office we needed one. So you brought this fire truck, embarrassing as that. And then you got Kingy hanging at the door of a fire truck that ain't reached yet. I don't know how long it takes to shit something, but it hasn't arrived yet. You know, we always put the cart before the horse, that we expect for the cart to pull the horse, when the reality of it is the horse that needs to pull the damn cart. That we have a fire truck that he says going to the west. Where is it going to be housed when the West End don't have a police station? The police station in West End is functioning out of the police house in West End, okay? And the 8 Mile Rock police station doesn't have a provision for a fire truck. But yet we can put it down in the west, just to say we have it down there for it to be in the open element. But the reality of it is we spent $300,000+ to replace the prime minister car because they felt that it would have break down while he was done in it. But we didn't see the need to do a proper assessment of the challenges that our government ministries have. We see daily that government are buying brand new cars from dealerships in Nassau for government agencies, but don't see the need to make sure we have to always wait for someone to not need a fire truck or buy a new fire truck somewhere abroad to give us the old one. Clearly, if they give us the old one, something darn wrong with it.
I'm telling you.
We need government. We need governments to take their heads more to the cloud and to do proper assessment and to be proactive and not acting after the fact.
Proactive, not reactive.
That's
right. They came in knowing that Grand Bahama had challenges. Okay? So the fact that you could say what the FNM did not do is an indication of what you are not doing. You are 3 years, matter of fact, you are 38 months in. 38 months, and you have a short period left. No pandemic, no hurricane. But you pointing fingers at what the previous administration do, and you have not yet delivered on any, no airport, no hotel. $183 million on a road for 8 Mile Rock with no proper scopes of work.
Hold on, I'm going to get to that. I know we probably have to go over a little bit. The phone lines are blowing up.
It makes it look as if Sarah and Darren is just being critical of the government, when the reality of it is we just want what is better for our island.
Call us.
An island that we live on, that we are feeling the pinch, the brunch, and feeling the frustration, and seeing the people every day, some new person losing their minds, joining the streets, some new vagrant is on the road, some new family is sleeping in their car, or on the bus stop, or in the bush. We see that.
I got one.
We're
here.
Living that.
I got one here regarding that whole contract today. And callers, I see you, we'll get to you in a second. Got to big up Dr. Marvin Smith, regular contributor to the show in this hour and in the sports hour. And he sent me a great point. Naughty, there are only 49 miles of actual pavable road in West Grand Bahama. So let's do the math. That's 3.735 per million per mile of paving. You could literally pave the street with gold for that price. Make it make sense. The math isn't mathing. You can pave a mile for under $4,000. So how do we get to almost 4 million per mile? That's crazy. And it was a no-bid contract. How we get here?
The reason it's a no-bid contract And these are Darren's words. The reason there's a no-bid contract is because we have to understand the reality of it is that we are in a political season and something has to fund. That's why when we talk about campaign reform and being able to reveal our donors, we would know what amount that this particular company would make as we said, a campaign contribution, and then we'd be able to map it. But there's no way you can tell me from the end of Warren G to the start of 8 Mile Rock Corner, going into Hepburn Town, coming around on the Bayshore Road, going into West End, to the mouth of the private of the budget, which the reality of is we know, Sarah knows, that the F&M administration under the Hubert Minnis era has already paved quite a bit of those roads. So are we paving roads that don't need to be paved over? Because an extensive road paving was done even there in the area of the clinic of 8 Mile Rock, a lot. Yes, there's road works that needs to be done in 8 Mile Rock, but I can tell you not at $183 million.
All right, I got another.
I want to know why it's not building our airport. Why? I mean, you know, I drive the West End roads. I go down there. Okay, the roads aren't perfect. There's worse roads in Bahamia, trust me. But I don't understand why we are not having that for the airport. Why is our government, you know, giving that money there and not to the airport when we all know we need it with everything that's happening on this island and the airlift that we desperately need? That's the number one complaint, how to get here. And also with the shipyard, we're fighting for flights. It's just blows my mind.
Now, let me get to this text and then we'll get to the calls. Naughty, every day Abaco is bashing this administration. Now Grand Bahama bashing this administration. When your party, the F&M, was to win, or if your party, the F&M, was to win, I want to see you keep it up. First of all, I'm a Bahamian first, brother. It don't matter who I vote for. But you go ask Dr. Minnis how I carried him and how much I drug him. And I
asked him.
And that, and that administration.
I asked him, but me too.
See, me and Darren, we called equal opportunity messer uppers. Man, if you mess up, we can mess you up. That's how it go. We don't care what shirt you rock or which color you ride. We Bahamians. All right, let's get to that. But listen, when I opened that text, it reeked of crab dung. So I figured I know where that came from. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, pleasant good day.
What's happening?
I wonder about people in Grand Bahama, especially poor people. You know, one time they were proud of the Port Authority. What has the Port Authority done in all the scenario of the fires and all that stuff? I haven't heard nothing about them. And I've been listening to all the talk show, but nobody mentioned the Port Authority as helping with the fires in Grand Bahama.
And they're not going to, because this is a government part of that, of the Hawksbill Creek Agreement. They are not in charge of that area. So they're not overstepping their bounds. Like the police, immigration, customs, this all belongs to the government. Though I do understand they've been helping coordinate with the companies that have been coming in. But this is not their mandate. You know, and unfortunately, we're going to get to the point now. I mean, there's been chat groups all going around Freeport about we're going to have to get our own fire trucks. We're all looking to try and see what we can do and be like Abaco and have our own fire department as well. I mean, obviously we're going to have people join up and sign in and help, but this is the point we're getting to.
Sarah, also to the caller.
Yeah.
And I hate to have to always be the one to say something good about the port, but hey, the reality of it is in order for the island for these firefighters and these sewer and septic trucks to be able to function, you have to have a functioning water system, which is managed and owned by the Port Authority. There's no bill for water to be able to fight these fires. So you do have port employees that are stationed on every area of fire, making sure that those hydrants, the ones that are functioning, are properly fed the water that's needed.
I didn't know that. Thank you.
Yeah, that GB Utility.
Yeah.
They're the ones that manage the hydrants. And they have to be able to divert and send the water the hydrants in the area of which these fires are happening. Is all working? No, because some of them are private subdivisions. And again, the responsibility of maintenance goes to the government, but lack of maintenance is a problem of some.
Yeah. All right, let me go ahead.
Okay. No, I
hope that answered the caller's question.
I was going to let you respond, and we got to creep over into 5 o'clock. We can. West Grand Bahama is the biggest settlement in the Bahamas by virtue of population, Naughty. So,
8 miles.
So, wait. West Grand Bahama is the biggest settlement in the Bahamas by virtue of population. Your guests could never imagine the amount of roads in the West. They never think we deserve anything nice. I wonder why that is. Well, Texter, I mean, I don't know, and I'm going to let them respond right now before I go to the calls. But the last time I checked, and I confirmed this, and Dr. Smith confirmed this, there are only 49 square miles of actual pavable road in West Grand Bahama. So, Texter, how many are these roads are you talking about that I can't imagine?
These are the new roads and that we're
talking
about.
And why are they pricing it at $4 million a mile in this $183 million giveaway, this cash grab, I mean, this no-bid contract?
But 8 Mile Rock is the largest settlement, isn't it, in the entire Bahamas?
That's West Grand Bahama. That would be...
Yeah. Would that be considered... Would that be part of that? Okay.
Yeah, that's West Grand Bahama.
Okay, text up. Darren and Sarah, the Texas says, you ride west on Sundays only. We live here. Plenty through roads and side roads. I don't care. It still don't cost $4 million a mile and $183 million. And then look who got the no-bid contract. And do the dots and connect the dots and see whose uncle is who and who cousin is who. Come on, man. And this right here, are these texts drenched in crab manure that we got to try swallowing and entertain? Can't you tell that we tired of this administration's BS and the runny, watery BS from their supporters that stands no ground and lacks logic and theory and facts and it insults intelligent people? Jesus, God.
Benefiting.
Let's get to the phone lines real quick. Talking heads. Let's get to the next one. Talking heads.
Hey, good day, Naughty.
On the contract, can we just note?
All right, one quick second, Sarah. Go ahead, caller. Make it turn down your radio and talk up for us.
Yeah, good day to you and your guests. Someone is saying, why did they spend $2.5 million on a drug plane?
Turn your music down, brother. I keep telling you, man, only me could play music on this show, not you, man. Call me back when you stop playing your music. All right, Mr. Brennan, get to the break. Cuban Willie's in numerology. You've been on the SIP flight in the news. Sound like a plan. That's what we're going to do. That's good with you guys.
Great.
Got a ton of texts. Got more calls to take. It's a hot one today. Y'all ain't going nowhere.
Yo. I say still I stand. If shouted here I am. Hey, never had you seen in your lifetime a more divine southern rapper with a swag like mine. Facing all kind of time, but smile like I'm fine. Brag with such passion to shine without trying. Believe me, pain's a small thing to a giant. I was born without a dime. Out the gutter I climbed, spoke my mind and didn't stutter one time. At least even the greatest gotta suffer sometimes. All I do is win, no matter what.
Feeling lucky? Here's Cuban Willie's numerology report. Brought to you by the Island Game.
Epa, buenos dias, it's Tuesday. And it's me, Cuban Willie, and it's time for my numerology report, brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. Let me make sure immigration is not coming. I have to make sure the coast is clear. Today, the four balls, the cuatro pelotas. The 6, 5, 7, 5, 65, 75, play it away with the Island Game. Stay winning, my friend.
KFC is taking things to crunchier levels with the new Barbecue Bacon Ranch Sandwich. Bite into 8 layers of flavor with your choice of a spicy or original recipe extra-large white meat filet topped with our premium ranch sauce, lettuce, tomato, smoky bacon, American cheese, and our rich signature barbecue sauce, all placed on a toasted brioche bun. The new KFC Barbecue Bacon Ranch Sandwich is here, and it's finger-licking good.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. CancerCenter.com.
As a healthcare professional, you dedicate your life to caring for others. But even with the best care, legal challenges can arise. Protect your practice and your peace of mind with medical malpractice insurance from Star General. At Star General, we've partnered with Lloyd's of London to bring you comprehensive professional liability insurance designed specifically for those consulting or practicing privately. Visit our website today so you can focus on what you do best, caring for your patients, while we take care of the rest. Star General, insurance made simple.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Yeah. Yeah.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, City of Hope, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Pindotal, Prince Masters, Sandcastle Bahamas, Star General, Insurance Made Simple, and Tropical Gyros.
Swag like mine, facing all kind of time, but smile like I'm fine. Brag with such passion to shine without trying. Believe me, pain's a small thing to a giant. How we born without a dime. Out the gutter I climbed, spoke my mind and didn't stutter one time. At least even the greatest gotta suffer sometimes. So I huff and puff rhyme, lyrics so sick with it, set the standard in Atlanta, how to get, yeah, yeah. So you up and coming rappers wanna diss, just kill it. I'm officially the realest, point blank period. Whether I still live in the hood or just visit, whatever you can do in the hood, I done did it. That's why the dope boys and the misfits feel it. This still is city long as Tip living. Listen, I ain't dead, no, I ain't done, no, I ain't what? Run. Ooh. Still I stand, yeah. No matter what, people, and here I am, yeah. No matter what, remember, I ain't great, no, I ain't bold, no. They hate me more, so yeah, I know. And the magazines tell it, I'm sure to be in jail till 2027. Rather see me in a cell instead of this new McLaren. Gotta take you through hell just to get you to heaven.
So well, I got you on the Tuesday, April 1st edition of Talking Heads. We're going over a little bit with Grand Bahama today into the 5 o'clock hour. My guest Sarah Kirkby and Darren Cooper. Let's take this call first, then we'll get to the text, and we'll continue the convo with Darren and Sarah. Talking Heads.
Yes, Naughty, Darren, and Sarah. How are you doing?
What's happening in Seattle?
Yeah. Now, Smith is almost right. Is correct in the amount of miles. If he includes what they consider all of West Grand Bahama, which is from Marktown to Pindus Point, and then add all of 8 Mile Rock and West End, you'll get in the 40s. You could round up to 50 if you pave every single side corner that's not even been paved before, including the driveway of every single person there, and you'll be less than 50 square miles, including Lewis at Marktown at this point. And so the question is, what are they paving, considering that we already, if you take a look at the Elutra deal, for 163 miles, we paid less than $100 million for that 163 miles. And so you're talking about, let's say, 50 miles, including every driveway, some 50 miles we're paying $180 million. And then when you look at the Exuma contract for $60 million, all of those roads and things, the side streets and multiple islands, and that was $60 million. So what I would like that to, while they sort this out, if the company could just donate $6 or $7 million tentatively for the 6 or 7 fire engines we need for Grand Bahama, while they sort out whether this is an odious contract or not. And if it is, we will just deduct it from the amount of money that they have to give us back. So we don't have to wait for anything else. But something is drastically wrong with this contract for West Grand Bahama, considering the needs of West Grand Bahama needing a fire station, needing a police station, needing an ambulatory care station for the needs of Grand Bahama, the airport for $150 million, or the hotel could have been totally rebuilt, torn down and rebuilt for that amount of money, plus $1 million a month that's going on. Something is wrong with the way Grand Bahama is viewed by leadership. And again, you'll hear me say this every time I call on this Tuesday, it's Grand Bahamans who accept the mediocrity and actually take an absentee role in its governance for Freeport. And so until we become actively involved, and you have not because you have demanded not, you're going to keep getting what you're doing. And for the guy who asked about the Port Authority, well, the government took that responsibility, and the government is making claims for up until July of this waste for $427 million. So the question then becomes, if that is the deficiency that was not met, how much of it was actually met and we got nothing for it? Because I don't believe that 100% was not met in that regard. So if we were once the number two contributor to the economy, and no one seems to want to tell us where we are right now, again, we are being, what do you say, taxation without representation. And so until we say TE positioning, do we tax enough already without representation, or make sure in the next election that we get people who's familiar with Grand Bahama, who lives here, familiar with their needs, the leadership of the country, who don't fly over, fly by, and we can actually maybe get what we need. Remember, just ending, every campaign since 2002, who was the government and the opposing side both said, the Bahamas would never grow or recover without Grand Bahama playing a central role. And for 24 years, they have ignored that role. And for 24 years, the Bahamian economy has not grown the way it should. So just for Bahamians who are not living on Grand Bahama, we are your lifeline. If we are not fixed, you will not be fixed. Thank you so much.
All right, Seattle, good stuff. Let me get to cut of these texts, guys.
Can I say go that ahead, I agree comment. With him on that?
Go ahead.
I agree with him, and I especially agree with the part that Grand Bahamians cannot sit compliant and let these things happen. Everyone is on WhatsApp groups and sitting at home and on Facebook and social media complaining. I don't think I can use the B word, which I'd like to. But, you know, it's time for them. If they have, you know, with these issues, we have to say it. You have to call your MP. You have to write letters. You have to say stuff. You have to call into the radio show. It cannot always be the same people fighting for us. We have to say it ourselves. And it's very frustrating that they just leave people like Darren and other key people in our community to say things like this. We must be outspoken if we want things to change.
You got the text 99. Good afternoon, Nuri and your guests. The most outrageous part of this deal, it didn't even go to a company from Grand Bahama. Wall Construction, right. Freecon, and Bahamas Hot Mix, right. All based in Grand Bahama, weren't even given a chance to bid. The fact that they weren't even given a chance to bid is obscene, in addition to the amount rewarded and the no-bid process.
Exactly. Well, and all the Bahamians that worked for them. Think of all the jobs that we could have had here. Agreed.
Naughty, tell your text bragging about the roads. We can now eat roads. Is that what you're trying to say? Yeah, no, we can't eat roads. Still can't eat roads. Naughty, the Grand Bahama Port Authority is responsible for Freeport, sir, not their jurisdiction. Scandal on top of scandal. FTX, Bahama, travel budget, Southern District, New York court case, $130 million, no bid contract, Bermuda scandal, Andrus scandal, country burning down, RCL buying up all the land, BPL seal deal, Pike deal, fuel hedging, mishap. Boy. Naughty, good afternoon. Ortec gives the government tens of millions of dollars for Andrus. Can Andrus people say where that money is going? Anybody from Andrus want to let me know? With that taxes question, answer for that tax in relation to that question. Naughty asked Darren if the school has been finished in Grand Bahama, and what does Ginger Moxie have to say about this deal? Is she even speaking on the $183 million?
Naughty, no, the school is not yet ready for.
No mind, Darren.
No, the school. They paved the
Man, Kingsley said I was going to be finished, man.
No, it's not ready yet. But there was some work done to the parking lot, but it's still not yet completed. Even the same park that Kingsley continued to brag about is still not yet completed as well. they are still waiting for. I guess probably in this one is 183, they might get the completion of the school and probably the park done. I guess in this deal too. But no, school is still not yet finished. Probably might be ready for the start of the school term, but it's not yet finished. But I definitely know what I would do for next week. I will definitely next week, Naughty, go down this week and be able to give you a comprehensive report on the status of the school.
Please do. And whatever pictures you got, please do. All right, let me get to these other texts. Okay, here we go. Naughty, all right, this is a long one. Buckle up, guys. Naughty, there are several road paving companies on Grand Bahama. If there is a need to pave that much road in West Grand Bahama, it would be prudent to divide that contract among those companies. It will bring about competition, which will make them accountable, and we will get value for money. I'm sick of people getting these contracts with no watchmen. The most important point is the job will get done faster. Agreed, Texter, agreed.
Agreed.
Wow. So here we are. When is this going to end?
Now you know how we feel living here. Those sentiments you just said, that's how you're.
Because I can't say what I really want to say right now.
Yeah.
Because of IRCA, but it's obscene the amount rewarded in this contract. And then when you do your due diligence and you're connecting to the dots, then you wonder, well, you see how it goes so. But that's us who has to pay for that $183 million. So we have a right to know. And it needs to be a fair bidding process. But without a Freedom of Information Act, without a Procurement Act, here we are. And the Bahamas continues to burn.
It's so sad that, you know, we have companies right here in Grand Bahama, and we talked about it, that qualify to offer this job or this or to be awarded this contract or to vie for this job, and that was not even given to them. And it just makes all of us scratch our head to want to know, what is this company given back to the government that they keep in mind, they're going to have to bring things that are already here, the equipment that's already here. They can't bring them here. When we have Bahamians, grand Bahamians, that are working to these companies and are not getting full work week because they're looking for work for them to do, but we're bringing in another company to do the job that grand Bahamians can do. So what the Texans and the PLP Texans should answer is, what do Kingy and Ginger got to say about it?
Why aren't they saying anything about it?
And they won't say nothing about it. They won't. I bet you a couple of dollars, they won't open their mouth. Mum's word.
All right, guys, we got to get to the break. I appreciate you guys chiming in, going the extra for us. There are a lot of folks in New Providence concerned, obviously for Grand Bahama, primarily. But then when you look at, for lack of a better word, the misspeaks, the untruths regarding resources there during the fires, what really went down. You got the PM saying resources were there. Months ago, you had the silly septuagenarian chairman of the PRP saying it's smoke and mirrors. Now, plenty smoke now. You got that part right. But it ain't no mirrors. A lot of flame, Mr. Chairman. And no fire trucks to deal with any of it. So it's crazy. And then on the heels of all that.
We appreciate NASA's support.
And then on the heels of that, $183 million no bid contract awarded. And when you connect the dots, it's more family, friends, lovers, homies, cronies, and friends. It's crazy. So I guess we got to keep on keeping on until next week. So until next week, Sharon and Darren, have a great rest of the week. We'll talk to you next Tuesday. And of course, I think Darren doing some traveling, so safe travels. And Sarah, thanks again for keeping us updated with the Grand Bahama News each and every Tuesday. Great supplement. And we'll do it again next Tuesday.
Thank you.
All right, be safe. Let's get to the break, Mr. Producer. Flip side of the break, the Pearl and I will be chopping it up, talking sports. We'll talk some baseball. We'll talk some NBA, NFL draft. We'll get your picks. courtesy of the Island Game, all lined up for you. We got a solid final 15 coming up for you today, so keep it right where you got it. The Tuesday, April 1st edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
No matter what, shout it. Hey, you let the blog sites and the magazines tell it. I'm sure to be in jail till 2027. Rather see me in a cell instead of this new McLaren. Gotta take you through hell just to get you to heaven. So even though it's heavy, the load I will carry, grin and still bear it.
Crunch your hunger cravings and satisfy the whole family with KFC Bucket Meals starting at just $20. Get freshly prepared golden fried chicken, buttery biscuits, and add your favorite large sides for flavor that will make your mouth happy and your feet dance. Order online or WhatsApp Hi to 557-3663 to grab your KFC bucket today. Big flavor, bigger value, and always KFC. Finger licking good.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
Yeah. 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 I say still I stand. It shouted, here I am. Hey, hey, never had you seen in your lifetime a more divine southern rapper with a swag like mine. Facing all kind of time, but smile like I'm fine. Brag with such passion to shine without trying. Believe me, pain's a small thing to a giant. I was born without a dime. Out the gutter, I climbed. Instead of one time, at least even the greatest gotta suffer sometimes. So I huff and puff rhyme. Lyrics so sick with it. Set the standard in Atlanta. How to get. So you up and coming rappers wanna diss, just kill it. I'm officially the realest, point blank period. Whether I still live in the hood or just visit, whatever you can do in the hood, I done did it. That's why the dope boys and the misfits feel it. This still is city long as Tip living. I ain't dead, no, I ain't done, no, I ain't
seen. Where I got ya on the Tuesday, April 1st edition of Talking Heads. And we're into the 5 o'clock hour. Got Earl of Pearl in the building. Pearly in the building. What's going on, Pearly?
Dodgers win. Dodgers win.
Yes, indeed. They ain't played yet for the day, but.
Last night, I said they'd be 6-0. We play tonight.
Yeah, y'all play tonight. And y'all beat up on the Braves. Who y'all got tonight?
The Braves again.
I like y'all. Who's starting for y'all tonight?
Sasaki.
Oh, Sasaki. I think I go with Dodger. What's the run line? 1.5? I take a Sasaki and Dodgers. I will watch drinking sake and Dodgers.
Let's go Dodgers. All right, go.
I am doing, man. We are here. It is Tuesday. It's 5:25. We got lots to talk about. We had to go over a little bit with Freeport, so we're going to jump right to the chase, Pearly. Got lots to talk about. We get to the picks in short order. But a lot going on in Major League Baseball. Quite the hot start for a lot of teams.
Yeah.
An impressive start to die.
Yeah. So an unimpressive start, like the Braves, who's favored to be the Dodgers, challenged.
Huh?
They're 0-5.
Yep.
The Braves, who are favored, who's one of the favorites for the National League.
Now, you know, the Braves, they're perennial. They could start slow and resurrect themselves, you know.
Yeah.
We've seen it happen with them.
They're missing Okuna.
But it looks like they got some issues, though.
They got a couple of players out.
No. They look like they have some issues, though. They look like they have some issues. I cannot lie.
But they got a lot of injuries. A lot of key players are out. They got, like, Profar got kicked off the league for 80 games because of performance-enhancing drugs. They lost a pitcher. They lost Okuna, or whatever, I think which one. And they lost about five key players that are out.
Wow.
See? They don't have a manager like Dave Roberts who know how to work with injuries and all that stuff, you know. So that's, you know, no problem.
Well, we'll see. Like I said, I've been impressed by some of the teams I've seen. Not just the Dodgers, not just the Yankees, but there's some other teams, too, that are just really impressing me. Huh?
Phillies look real good.
Yeah, Phillies do look real good.
But, you know, we got 150-some more games to go. We just start. No, don't worry about it.
Like I said, that is the one thing about baseball. Yeah. It will take a while to get there.
Yeah, it's a wonderful sport, but it can be very cruel to you. So
yeah, and you could start off winning a bunch of games, get, you know, start losing a bunch late, and then here you are. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And I've seen some good teams that were good all through the regular season, tote their things in the postseason because they just broke down. Couldn't complete
it. Well, because you got a lot of small market teams that have good talent, but they don't have enough depth. So they would come out, play great baseball all season, be in the money, and then in the dog days, the summer, August hit. That's where you find out where your depth is, how far you can go, how well you can touch a lot of the small market teams because they don't have the depth. Like the Dodgers probably got two starting lineups. The Yankees probably got two starting lineups, you know?
Yeah, But the small market teams, too, some of them impressive as well, too, with their early starts and the stuff.
They're going to be impressive until August. And then that's when they're going to get tired because they're not going to get this rest. Like, you'll play Freddie four games and rest him in week five. That they can't do that. They can't afford that.
All right. Purdy, what's your take on the Mets? The Texas just chimed in. Good afternoon, Nordy. And Purdy, how are the Mets looking so far?
The Mets, I think they got two losses. I can't remember. Check the schedule. But the Mets, they're going to be all right. The Mets
play the Marlins tonight, I think.
Yeah, they're going to be all right. At the end of the day, the Mets are going to be there. But don't think it's an automatic because they got Soto. They got a lot of other things to get done. They got a couple injuries as well like that, but they'll be all right.
All right. This coming in as well, Pearly. The tush-push ban voted tabled. 16 NFL teams in favor of banning the tush-push.
And, you know, my whole thing, unless you could show me the evidence that is injury prone and it can hurt players, I don't see a reason why you shouldn't have it because you don't know how to defend it.
Now,
the problem is if you don't know how to defend it.
Today, our take home today, we got Samuel Acho and LeSean McCoy talking about it. All right. So, but like I said, as of today, out of the owners meeting in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida, NFL owners plan to continue discussions about the Philadelphia Eagles shortly after tabling a proposal Tuesday to ban it, league officials said. The Green Bay Packers authored the proposal, which earned the support of 16 NFL teams. Two sources told ESPN's Kalen Kaler, NFL bylaws require a minimum of 24 votes to approve a change. The topic is likely to be revisited when owners gather for their spring meeting May 20th through 21st in Eagan, Minnesota. The deliberations occupied owners, general managers, and coaches for much of this week's annual league meeting, mostly because it seemed to target the Super Bowl champions for a legal play that has been largely unstoppable over the past three seasons. The Packers' proposal was written specifically for the play, unlike most rule proposals, by prohibiting an offensive player from immediately pushing a teammate who is lined up directly behind the snapper and receives the snap. So they've got a case together that they think is going to hold and stick water. So Texas chimes in, Naughty, can they defend the push-push? There's really nothing you can do. I say let it play on. And I say you're an Eagles fan.
And I say play defense and stop them from getting a third and one or fourth and one.
Pearly, I think you have visions of two of them doing some tush-push. So that's why you're holding out hope for it.
I'm not a big fan of it, but I don't think you buy it because you can't defend it.
Correct. And it's a copycat league. Either copycat it, get along, or come up with the defense to stop it.
Exactly.
And like you say, if you put them in third and three, third and four, third and five, they ain't running no tush-push.
That's all.
Can't run a tush-push in that yardage, in that situation.
Yeah.
Calais Campbell re-signs with the Arizona Cardinals for his 18th season.
Man, I was hoping we could get him.
The 49ers owner says the exodus partly tied to paying Purdy. So you're going to pay Purdy and lose free agents like Israelites out of Egypt. That's not the same 49er team that we know. I think that takes a step back this year.
I guess when they look at the landscape and see what quarterbacks are there, you got a decent one, just sign him and keep him instead of lose him.
And speaking of the Eagles, their owner, Jeffrey Lurie, praises Sirianni, hints at an extension. Well, and the brother won a Super Bowl, so you cannot give him an extension. What do you say, Brady?
I agree. And he was impressive in the Super Bowl win. It wasn't like it was upset. He was impressive all season, so.
Yep, he was.
Pay me what you owe me.
Switching to the NBA, did you see that fight last night with the Pistons and the Timberwolves?
Well, I thought it was back. I thought we were back in Indiana. That was the fight, the last one, like that was in Indiana, huh?
Well, yeah, correct. And I think the Pistons were involved.
Yeah.
Three players from the Detroit Pistons and two from the Minnesota Timberwolves have received suspensions as a result of Sunday night's skirmish between the two teams, the league announced on Tuesday. Pistons center Isaiah Stewart received the stiffest penalty, a two-game ban, while teammates Marcus Sasser and Ron Hall in the second each received a one-game suspension. Minnesota's Dante DiVincenzo and Naz Reid also were hit with one-game bans.
That hurts Minnesota more than anybody else.
Correct. And that's two big ones for Minnesota, Reid and DiVincenzo.
Yeah.
They're going to serve their suspensions on Tuesday versus Denver. That's why I'm going to take Denver minus the three in my parlay today. Can't go wrong with that.
Yeah.
Holland and Sasser are going to miss their game Wednesday versus the Oklahoma City Thunder. The skirmish began with 8:36 left in the first half of Sunday's game, with the Pistons leading 39-30. Stewart had received a technical foul just moments earlier when he bumped DiVincenzo hard after the whistle. Then Holland was called for a foul as he slapped the ball out of Reed's hands near the baseline. So sounds like much to do about nothing, but the skirmishes led to some suspensions. So we'll see, you know. I don't think it really affects all parties concerned in that.
Probably not.
Because pretty much they're going to keep it down.
Yeah.
And it's not going to affect, the suspensions won't affect them going into the playoffs. Like if the season ended and it was the last game and they got suspension, now that can mess up your whole playoff run.
Yeah.
But those who are going to be in the playoffs will be in the playoffs. And if you're prepared, you could run the board even if you're a fourth or fifth seed. Now, we got some picks to get into, Pearly. Because as you know, you got to get this Sam Macho and Shady McCoy in on this tush push. And a lot of y'all liking the tush push because you're Eagles fans. Other people say let it play, like me and Pearly. And other people, they want it gone.
Yeah, I don't care.
What did tush push ever do y'all? That's what I'm saying.
Well.
Don't answer that, Pearly. No. Never mind.
Okay.
Never mind. Don't.
You know where my mind is going.
Don't indulge him, Naughty. Make note to self. Don't indulge Pearly. All right, here we go. Don't serve fastballs when he's looking fastballs. You're going to give up a home run. All right, here we go. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 games on tap in the NBA tonight. Got the 76ers plus 13 against the New York Knicks. The Knicks still got injuries, but they're better than the Sixers, so I'm going to take the Knicks in the money line.
I'm going to take the Knicks in the money line as well.
Got the Phoenix Suns plus 5.5 over the Milwaukee Bucks. No Durant for the Suns, no Lillard for the Bucks. I still like the Bucks in the money line at this one there at home.
Me too. I'll go with you.
Portland Trail Blazers plus 5 against the Atlanta Hawks. I like the Hawks minus 5 in this one at home.
The Hawks are the favorites?
Minus 5.
Wow. I'm going to take them in the money line.
Golden State Warriors minus 4 over the Memphis Grizzlies.
I like the Golden State Warriors and the spread.
All right. You're taken by the 4. Orlando Spurs. I like the Magic to win that game, but I'm going to do it in the money line.
I agree. It's scared of that one.
Toronto Raptors and Chicago Bulls. I'll take the Raptors plus the 4.5 points, especially if you're teasing it, because the Bulls, they've been horrible against the spread this year. And the Raptors, I think, have won 6 out of 8, even though they have no reason to play for. They're still trying to make it competitive.
I'm going to take the Bulls in the money line on this one. I'm not messing with no spread on this.
And with four and a half points. That's a little crazy.
Yeah.
Minnesota Timberwolves plus 3.5 against the Denver Nuggets. I like the Denver to get this done tonight by the 3.5, Pearly.
But considering who's suspended, I like Denver too.
There you go. So that brings us to, you know, talking about the Lakers real quick. Lakers won last night. Okay?
Yes, they did.
And let me go on record and say that your boy Gabe Vincent impressed the living daylights out of me. He had a 22 burger.
That's the Gabe Vincent that we should have had last year. That was in Miami.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. But I have a question. I watched the Lakers. The Lakers played really good defense last night, considering that LeBron, you know, we never gonna notice the mess ups he have. But anyway, we'll talk about that another time. You think the Lakers can maintain this kind of defense into the playoffs, particularly against a team like OKC?
Yep, I think so. They're getting into it.
Because they got to play a lot of good D. I mean, you know, two players who don't usually play D, LeBron and Duke, they're going to have to step their game up and at least move their feet a little more.
They do. Because if not, it's going to be a problem. And LeBron looking old now. I don't know. But he does. Scoring down. The IQ is down, too. He's making some bad plays.
Well, that turnover he had with 30 seconds left in the game. We can lose that game.
It cost us against the Bulls already.
Yes, it did.
You can't have repeats of that.
But he did make up for the mistake with a good block. I mean, the credit where credit is due. But still, we shouldn't have come down to that.
No, we shouldn't have.
But, you know, and considering that's the second place West Coast team, we played well against them. That was a big win for the Lakers. That was a big win. That was a needed win.
It definitely was. All right. So with that being said, looking at the NBA standings, it's going to be down to the wire, Pearly.
It is. The Lakers got it, but they got a couple of games to Denver, another game with Denver, two games to the Grizzlies.
Yep.
I worry about the Grizzlies. The Grizzlies, I think they're done. Sick of walking them.
Well, I think they'll make the playoffs, but they won and done.
Now they fly. They start to fall. They may be in problems.
They fired the coach. They're changing the offense.
They could drop into the play-in, and that could hurt them.
That very well could be.
In disarray. They need some stability. They need to hurt. I guess they need to get the season over with, get a new coach, and get some stability in that team.
They need a new identity for sure, Pearly.
For Shizzy. What do young people say for Shizzy?
Something bad, but not all right now. You know, maybe they might want to trade Ja Morant. Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
To the Lakers.
He's a great fit to go with Luka. He's a great fit to go with Austin Reeves and Dalton Kanak. I'm telling you.
Yeah, it'll be
Naughty Pearly, FYI, Zion is hurt again. Oh, Lord.
If I was Zion, you know, considering he's making all that money, I'd just retire because that brother cannot stay healthy. Something wrong with his bone structure. Something wrong with his size. He's too much weight. Something's not right.
Something. Too much injuries.
Yeah, too many. Too many injuries. It ain't working.
All right, Pearly, we got to hit the break. We got a great final 15, like I told you today, Sam Macho and LeSean McCoy. All right? And
sounds like fun.
So, like I say, it's a good take on that tush push. And, you know, how you could stop it. If it's going to be, you know, banned or if it's actually going to be, you know, allowed to continue to play out. But it's a good breakdown of it. It's a good conversation of it because, you know, you have folks that are pro and con against it. So, you know, that's a good ride home. Good stuff. And we'll do it again tomorrow. And, of course, I need you to tune in tomorrow, Pretty, because, you know, we got a big announcement tomorrow. We'll drop it tomorrow, me, you, and MJ.
Yeah, sounds like fun. I'm excited about it.
Line them up. That's all I can say. All right, man. Good stuff. We'll do it again mañana, folks. Keep it right where you got it. The Tuesday, April 1st edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Ciao, ciao.
So I huff and puff rhyme. Lyrics so sick with it. Set the standard in Atlanta. How to get. So you up and coming rappers wanna diss, just kill it. I'm officially the realest. Point blank, period. Whether I still live in the hood or just visit. Whatever you can do in the hood, I done did it.
Everything is bigger and better at Burger King Nassau. When you have a big appetite, BK has a royal deal for you. Get a flame grilled double Big King Jr. or an original chicken sandwich, plus four chicken nuggets, small fries, a drink, and a fresh baked cookie for only $9.95, including VAT. The royal deal was built for a big appetite, and at $9.95, including VAT, it's a steal of a deal. Go big and enjoy the BK flavors you love with the $9.95 royal deal at Burger King Nassau.
Looking for insurance that fits your lifestyle and your budget? At Star General Insurance, we've got you covered. Whether it's motor insurance with flexible options for third-party liability and comprehensive coverage, or commercial insurance products that protect your business, we have choices you can afford. Own a home or renting? Our home insurance products have just what you need. And for the adventurers out there, we offer marine insurance too. Visit our website or social media pages for contact information and quotes. Star General, insurance made simple.
Looking for tech solutions without the hassle? Since 1941, The Armory Company has been the Bahamas' trusted tech partner. From access control and cloud video surveillance to smart home setups and laptop repairs, we handle it all. Need a repair? We've got you covered, no matter where you bought it. Can't find what you need? Call us at 397-1600 for a custom solution. Visit us behind Wendy's on Mackey Street. With delivery to all family islands. The Armory Company, where your tech problems meet their match.
Beulah Gal, can you believe this? We are now the patrol queens of the neighborhood.
We now large and in charge. So we need to check out what's going on in everybody's yard. What about that gun that we know that Junior and his homeboys just ran out? Can we report that too?
Of course we can.
But we could be in deep trouble if they find out.
We need to report what we see, Beulah. When you call Crime Stoppers, they just answer your call in Miami.
So then we can report everything? Guns, where they hiding the drugs, who shoot who part of which gang, or who disturbing the peace with the loud music and the motorcycles.
Then our neighborhood will be the best in the Bahamas, and everybody gonna want to come live here. And then our house price will go up, gal.
So what we waiting on? What's the number?
If you see something, say something. Let us all pitch in and stop the crime before it's your time. Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands. Or text us through the Crack Crime Bahamas app. Stop the crime before it's your time.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
You're listening to Naughty, only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Yeah. Yeah. Yo, 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 I say still I stand. If shouted here I am.
Hey, never had you seen in your lifetime a more divine southern rapper with a swag like mine. Facing all kind of time, but smile like I'm fine. Brag with such passion to shine without trying. Believe me, pain's a small thing to a giant. I was born without a dime. Out the gutter I climbed. Spoke my mind and didn't stutter one time. At least even the greatest gotta suffer sometimes. So I huff and puff rhyme. Lyrics so sick with it. Set the standard in Atlanta. How to get. So you up and coming rappers wanna diss, just kill it. I'm officially the realest. Point blank, period. Whether I still live in the hood or just visit. Whatever you can do in the hood, I done did it. That's why the dope boys and the misfits feel it. This still the city long as till
I ain't dead, no, I ain't done, no, I ain't scared.
What?
I ain't.
What?
Yeah. Our Fox Insider said, right? Sources, there were 16 teams who were in favor of banning the tush push, 8 short of the amount needed for the proposal to pass.
Yeah, I think 24 teams to ban it. It did not pass. Shady, your thoughts?
So wait. Hold on. Is that all the teams?
There has to be 24 teams.
What I'm saying, is all,
that's the thing. I don't think everybody voted.
Unless, they abstain.
Correct.
Which I don't
think. So that's the final?
No, yeah. They postponed.
That ain't good.
No, it is not good for
that's,
the Eagles.
That's
not good.
That's so weak, though.
You gotta get 8 more teams.
You get what I'm saying? Like that's.
I agree.
Dog, if you can't stop it, you gonna like ban it?
I agree.
We football players.
I heard something today that made me finally say, you know what? The tush push could be banned. And I stood with this. I've heard a lot of people say a lot of things, but the thing I love the most, Raheem Morris, the head coach for the Atlanta Falcons, he said something y'all should hear. Yeah, look at that. He said, I don't like to play for what I have to do to stop it. Then it made me think, again, y'all sitting at the desk, 35 years of offensive NFL experience, but I'm a defender. What you have to do to stop the tush push is now why I can say, you know what, I don't like to play. For this reason, for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. But the action that the offense gets to do, the reaction is penalized. Offensively, Shady McCoy can get behind Jalen Hurts and he can push him forward. But if I, as a defender, grab somebody off the pile, what is that? Yeah. That's a penalty. So you can push, but I can't pull. Make that make sense.
Well, you don't,
furthermore, you don't want to pull in practice, anyway. I know, remember, what they try to do now, you have a jumper, you have the dudes up top, and you try to grab the quarterback by the back of his jersey, and you try to pull him, or you want to pull bodies off the pile. Offense can push, but the defense can't pull. To me, one, that's problematic. Two, you can't execute a play until you practice it. You as a defense, you can't afford to practice the tush push. You just can't do it. I'm not going to say, all right, everybody huddle up. Y'all get down. Hey, linebackers, jump. All right, on three. Down. Ready. So, hut. I can't afford to practice that play. So if I can't practice the play, how can I execute to stop the play? So when I saw what Raheem Morris said, finally as a defender, obviously as a former Eagle, I'm all for the tush push, run all the tush pushes and win all the games. But as a defender, I'm like, I can't stop the play based upon practice, number one. And number two, y'all can push, but I can't pull. You got to make that make
help
sense.
Help me understand this, because I believe it's the softest thing ever. And I sit up here kind of disappointed that the Packers even started this stuff.
Yeah, that's your boy.
You know what I'm saying? But so you mean to tell me that the play, and you don't want to practice the play, you want to ban the play. Since 1919, whenever the NFL started, the quarterback sneak, so-called the tush push.
That's different. Two totally different things. The quarterback sneak, leave it in. Tush push should be, tush push
just
is.
Because somebody's pushing the guy
1,000%
on the back, pause.
We saw it in college. Remember, I think it was USC Notre Dame. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Reggie Bush.
So my thing, Gacho, is why do we practice, period, then? You practice and you go over. This is what the Eagles run. LeSean McCoy, DeSean Jackson.
Are we not
Michael
running
Vick.
This?
I'm talking about plays, period. Whatever your favorite run play was. This is what we run. Why are you practicing against the plays? You got to try to find a way to stop it. That I don't like that. Practicing
games.
Against the play.
I got to practice against every play
so, to stop the play.
So on offense, right, when you play against certain defenses, you have a coach that every day they do installments, right? You know, first down, second down, yep. You got third and longs, you got red zone, right? You got the goal line. Every week they do this. And there's certain teams like, hey, listen, guys,
come on,
we got to stay out of third and six
because
they got some of the best blitz packages ever, right? Okay, because if we're in third down in like six with the blitz package they have, we cannot beat them. Okay, cool. So that means that whole game plan, we got to stay within third and ones, third and twos, or seconds and ones to stay away from that blitz package. Same thing with the Eagles now.
Of course.
Now knowing that, okay, listen, this team is undefeated when it gets to third and shorts, fourth and shorts. So that means on first and second down, Acho, you cannot give up a 7 or 8 yard gain.
The dilemma is, let's be real, and I don't want to say it, but let's be real. The tush push is a perversion of football. Every time you start anything, it can get perverted, right? You go to a Texas State Fair, Chase, I'm sure you've been there. They're fried Oreos.
They're so good to eat.
Why are there burgers with donuts as a bun? It's just a perversion of food. Just because you can do it don't mean you got to be able to do it. The tush push is just a loophole found within the rules. Shout out to the Eagles for finding the loophole. They've won a Super Bowl in part because of the loophole that they have found. So, but eventually you correct the loopholes. Y'all know how you can rig games. Y'all know how you can rig music. Back in the day, we used to have LimeWire. I'm downloading all the music illegally. And then eventually, After you figure out the loophole, you stop the loophole. The tush push, it is the perversion of football. Eagles are savants. They're brilliant. They figured it out first. Now that they figured out, I'm not mad at a course correction.
I don't have an issue with it. I'm for the tush push, but everything I'm hearing out of the league meetings and every coach is saying, one, it's a rugby scrum. Mm-hmm. Okay, and it's exactly like, okay, I get that, but it's within the rules right now, so you're able to do
correct.
It. All right, the other thing that I say and that I've heard is that, hey, it's about player health and safety. Let me just tell you something. There is zero data right now
exactly. That
substantiates that claim. And I've talked to a high-ranking NFL doctor. There is no injury data. There is zero. That is just something that you're putting your flagpole on and you are saying, I'm holding on for dear life. They're talking about in the future. How are you going to ban a play for the future? Here's my issue, or here's my deal, okay? I'm for it. I think it should stay in the game. However, I would be happy if they ended up tweaking the language of the rule. And let me tell you this. So I don't even care that you push. You want to see more touchdowns. You want to see people go for it more on fourth down. I get that. People want ratings. How it'll give you ratings, okay? You can only use it in the play of field on fourth down. You cannot use it on third and one. If you get to fourth and one, you can use it. The other thing that I want, inside the 2-yard line, you can't use it. It's too easy of a score. Okay, you want to have running backs scoring touchdowns. You want to take away those touchdowns from quarterbacks like Jalen Hurts and Josh Allen. Do that. I think that's where this thing is going to move to because I do think that it's a fine play. I do think tweaking the rules to make that more sustainable would make sense.
Can I ask y'all a question? This is embarrassing. The NFL is a copycat league, correct? Mm-hmm. If they watching Acho, the Philadelphia Eagles play defense, and they say, dang, the Colts got them on this play, we probably going to put the play in. Mm-hmm. Why can't nobody else do it, fellas?
Bills have tried. They just can't do it.
Why can't nobody else do it?
I don't know, James.
They're not good enough.
So you're banning a play because one team is dominant at something.
They're jealous.
Because it's not like, hey, man, it's not like the owners are saying the Eagles is the only one that can do the touch push. You're banned from doing the touch push. You got to run another play. You can do it, too. You just can't stop the Philadelphia Eagles from doing it. Nobody in the National Football League, and now we want to try to get it banned. To me, that's terrible. To me, that's terrible because every team has a chance to look at the film like we've looked at the film many a times. We're going to line up in the same exact formation, run the same play. You know what? We're going to motion to this and run the same
play.
Every team has done that. So you can get into the same tush push and run it. Josh Allen is a big quarterback. You can.
How great would the game of football be that everybody here played at the highest level, which is the NFL? Obviously, some played higher levels than others, Shady being the Eagles Hall of Famer. How great would the game of football be if we saw 13 tush pushes a game? It's about 80 snaps on offense, 80 snaps on defense, 160 snaps. So if you take 15% of the snaps and it's all tush pushes. Because remember how boring, and I think some of us watched the Eagles-Commanders game together. That was not a fun game. Not the Eagles blowing them out. Number four it was for the Commanders. Dive over the pile over and over and over and over and over again was not the point of the game. Football's about entertainment. Regardless of how much we want to keep it pure and for purists, it's about entertainment. So if we go watch the Eagles tush push their way in, then you go watch the Bills playing the Eagles tush push their way in, then you go back and watch the Eagles tush push their way in, it's ruining the entertainment of the game.
About tweaking
and it's
the
an
rule.
Entertaining
we
game.
We don't need to tweak the rules a little bit. We don't need to feel like it's boring because it's not. 130 million people watch the Super Bowl.
Sure.
That playoff game you're talking about against the Commanders, a lot of viewers watch that.
Sure.
The NFL is not boring at all. Tush push or not. I mean, it's out of all the American sports, it's only the most viewed, watched sport.
Of course.
So it's never going to be boring. And the NFL is going to keep growing, growing, growing because it's the best sports figure we have here today.
Sure.
So I don't believe none of that. My thing is people are soft and they can't stop it. And that's why they're mad about it.
Two things can be true, though.
Yeah.
But here's my thing.
The NFL ain't going to be.
But two things can be true, right? People can be soft.
Uh-huh.
I think the changing the rule is soft because nobody else can stop it.
Right.
And simultaneously, I think it would be smart to ban it. So I'm not disagreeing. Call them soft if you want to call them soft, but I understand it.
What about changing the rule? Do you want it completely gone?
The dilemma with what you're saying, because I understand the thought process is, but the dilemma is now, what is the what is the prerequisite that you're saying? Okay, so
fourth
now you're
down
gonna say
in the play of field.
But the dilemma is now you're outlawing plays at certain times.
Yeah,
like, there's no standard for that elsewhere. Like, there's no standard within the game of football where, like, hey, you can only run a Hail Mary if. But and like that exists, I think, in the UFL.
Onside kicks this year,
but that's special teams. But you can't run a goal line fade unless. That's my only pushback. Is like, okay, now you can only run plays at certain times. Because I hear what you're saying, but I'm like, what prerequisite does that say?
This is what I'm saying, though. Why are we about to touch a sport and mess with the rules? It's the best.
We mess with them every year.
But y'all change the rules of the game so much.
Yeah, but
these are y'all talking about taking away play, not rules, plays. Plays is different from rules. You know what I'm saying?
We added to be able to push.
But what I'm saying,
they're able to take it away.
All I'm saying is that, yo, y'all trying to take away offensive plays. That's like saying we're gonna take away defensive plays. We're not doing that. All I'm saying is, the best game in America, our best game is football, correct? Mm-hmm. Why would we touch that?
And you know what's crazy, though?
Now that I retired, right, and because I really didn't understand what, like, fans were. I mean, I knew I had fans. Obviously, I was, for, like, 6 years running, I was, like, top 3, top 4 highest jersey seller. But what I'm saying is, when I say about fans, I love to tell you, I got to let everybody know. Yeah. But anyway, when there's not a football going on, people are so bored.
Of course.
Right? And the game that everybody, the NBA's on. The NBA's on. Right? Yeah, you can watch LeBron. You can watch stuff. You can watch some dudes. People want to watch football. And y'all about to change the rules of the best sport moving?
Let me say this, because the Eagles ran a lot of plays off of that. Ran a goal ball, the A.J.
Sweep.
Brown, you
sweeps.
Ran a sweep. Oh, so, like, they started putting in stuff off of that because people couldn't stop that play. So we are saying one team is dominant at something, and the other teams are not dominant at something. And you're trying to take it away. Number two, we do take away a lot of stuff in the National Football League. But you know why? Because they say, hey, man, quarterbacks are getting hurt. We're hitting them too low. It's injury stuff and all
this
that stuff
they're
behind
trying
us.
To do it right
but
here.
It's no injury stuff behind us. It's just you cannot stop it. And it's only one team dominated in it. And now you got 31 other teams. Well, I won't say 31 other teams because they're
16.
People vote again.
16.
But you got other teams that's trying to ban it because it's a dominant play in the Philadelphia Eagles.
Can I give you my theory? I think my theory is this.
Stop it.
They mad that Jalen Hurts is the Super Bowl MVP and he gets a lot of his touchdowns off the touch push and they're trying to stop Jalen Hurts.
That might be the truth.
Come on now. That's what it is. A second round quarterback.
The most exhilaringly boring game.
What up, YouTube family? Welcome to the facility. Thanks for watching. But smile like I'm fine. Brag with such passion to shine without trying. Believe me, pain's a small thing to a giant. I was born without a dime. Out the gutter I climbed. Spoke my mind and didn't stutter one time. At least say even the greatest gotta suffer sometimes. So I huff and puff rhyme. Lyrics so sick with it. Set the standard in Atlanta. How to get. So you up and coming rappers wanna diss, just kill it. I'm officially the realest, point blank period. Whether I still live in the hood or just visit, whatever you can do in the hood, I done did it. That's why the dope boys and the misfits feel it. Distill the city long as till. I ain't dead, nah.